This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A building boom in Nashville has sent rents soaring and filled the skies with construction cranes. But down on the streets, homeless young adults are paying the price as an affordable housing shortage intensifies. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports that city is one of several trying a new way to count homeless young people to try to size up the problem.
There's one night each year when most cities count their homeless populations. In Nashville, it includes an unusual slumber party. In exchange for being counted, homeless teens and 20-somethings can spend the night at the Oasis Center. They receive free medical care, clothing, a meal, and some much-needed TLC from staffers like Casey Woods.
How are you? Oh, you look so handsome.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
And then there's the combination karaoke and talent show. The MC is 24-year-old Calwin Perrin. His housing is unstable, but his energy unchecked. There is a serious side to the youth count. Young adults often avoid homeless shelters in favor of couch hopping or shared motel rooms. Counting them accurately helps the city win a larger share of federal grants. Oasis also learns about their situations through surveys. Perrin, for example, tells staff he's slept in several places in the past month. He has had it even worse. He says he was abused and later rejected by family when he came out as gay. After foster care, it's been 6 years of sporadic homelessness.
I would cry most of the days because either some days I didn't have anything to eat. I had lost weight. I had even down to just having one outfit, and I just washed this one outfit every day.
It's this somber backdrop that the staff knows well, says Michelle Hall, Director of Crisis Services and Transitional Living.
It seems like the more affluent Nashville is getting, the harder it's getting for people who have little resources and no housing.
She sees condos replacing vacant lots and empty buildings, more enforcement of trespassing, and teens camping, even in the parking lot out back.
So that's kind of how hard it is for them to find places to lay their head at night. They're opting to stay in our parking lot.
But for one night, they could come inside. About 35 did, though officials say that's still just a fraction of who's out there. In Nashville, I'm Tony Gonzalez for Marketplace.